So, Allison, thank you for joining me. If we could start off with you telling us a little bit about your district, where it's located, the number of students, its makeup, that kind of stuff.
Sure. I am with St. Augustine Preparatory Academy, located on the south side of Milwaukee. We currently serve just over 1,500 students in grades K-4 through 12. So our district is really three school levels: elementary school, middle school, and high school. I am our director of college advising and alumni engagement.
What does that mean for the district? How do you interact with students? And it sounds like also alumni.
Yep, so our primary function as a college and career department is to really connect our students and our parents to opportunities and resources that promote not only the pursuit of best fit post-secondary pathways, but really also that persistence through college and kind of those entry-level careers that our students pursue.
Awesome. So you're new, your district, you just brought schooling onto your district recently, and we'll talk about that in a bit.
Yeah.
What made you look for a platform? Were you using something, or was it just you knew you needed more structure, foundation? What was the cause?
So UG Prep was founded in 2017. And so we have just graduated our first two graduating classes. And we had been using Naviance, which is a major player in the space, but we just were not seeing the results that we wanted in terms of students really feeling confident in their choices when it comes to post-secondary pathways. And we were also having a very difficult time really staying on top of the data that we knew we needed to be collecting regarding college applications, scholarships, and then as far as our alumni go, really having a platform and a way to stay in touch with our over 150 alumni. I think when you're in that early stage as a school, it's really, really critical to make sure that the systems that you have in place are setting you up for success. You know, I think in that first year or two, it is a bit of an experiment. You got to see kind of what works and what does not work. But we were pretty immediately able to kind of discern that the system we had in place with Naviance just was not serving our students. And it wasn't serving the team that is responsible for leading and supporting those students and their families.
And so once you realized that you weren't getting, the foundation and the systems and the services you needed, how did you kick off the process? Was it an RFP? Was it like an evaluation panel? Did you include students? What was that decision-making process like?
Yeah, so just for a little bit of context, I am new to my role leading the college and career department here at UG Prep. I've been with the school since 2018, but didn't really dig deep into everything this department was doing to really set our students up for success once they graduate. I transitioned into this role in the end of last school year, which would have been the 21-22 school year. And one of the first things that I did was set an off-campus lunch with my team to really learn from them what had been working well and what had not been working well up to that point. They brought a lot more experience than I had in terms of college advising and working with our students in that unique way that teachers and even high school leadership does not necessarily do. So they were able to provide a lot of insights to me really early on in my role. And one of the biggest pieces of information they shared was that they were really struggling to get students and families engaged in the Naviance platform. The training for that had been a bit of a struggle, and they were really hungry to explore other options, but did not really know what else was out there. Naviance, if you're talking to anybody in college and career, they know the name. But what I found was interesting is the more I kind of dug around and talked to some of our partner schools, they were also having similar issues, just not really feeling like Naviance ticked all the boxes, so to speak. And so to be really blunt, I did a Google search and just started searching for what else might be out there for college application platforms and college readiness systems. And SchoolLinks came up pretty high on a Google search. And I went to the website and I was quite impressed with the diversity of the different capabilities that SchoolLinks offers. And so I gave them a call. I think I actually used the form on your website. Someone got back to me right away and we set up that initial phone call and I was pretty impressed. One thing that was really important to me was getting references because I had never heard of this platform. I hadn't talked to anybody who had used it. I really needed to make sure the references were there. SchoolLinks was able to provide several, and every school district that I spoke with that was using the platform was totally bought in and really excited to share how it had transformed their work. And that was a really important piece too, that kind of sold me initially.
So, you know, my next question is normally in this process of what's the biggest driver?
Yeah.
It sounds like the biggest driver for you was really the ease of use of, like, you want something that, you know, allows your students and your faculty just to get in and start using it.
Yeah, that was a big piece of it. Ease of use, but also kind of that engagement factor. So how appealing was the program visually for our students did play a role in selecting SchoolLinks ultimately. It really seemed that this platform was truly student forward, really student focused. Ease of use for the team, kind of on that staff level, really came down to the reporting features. When some of those were shared in that initial introduction, my team had like audible, visual, like full body reactions to how much of a game changer some of that automation would be compared to doing things manually through spreadsheets. The reporting features were also another key driver of our choice in using SchoolLinks.
How has the implementation process been and the, you know, the setup process been so far and the rollout?
Yeah, you know, I think the first year that you do something, there's a lot of pressure to try to get it right away. I think we've done a good job. I will say that SchoolLinks has been extraordinarily supportive on their end. Any question that we have is answered within 24 hours. I really appreciated kind of that master sheet of tasks and to-dos that really helped us to pace out the implementation. That was great. So things like getting the GPA spreadsheet uploaded, getting the Guardian emails synced up, syncing our student rosters, all of those pieces, the way that your team helps to pace that out was really helpful. And it's worth mentioning, we had a pretty, what I would consider, tight turnaround. Like I said, I think we connected in July and we have students in our building and staff in our building like August 1st. So it was a tight turnaround, and yet your team was able to really support us through that.
I mean, that's fantastic to hear. I know the client success and support teams are going to love to hear that. They take a lot of pride in. We have a lot of former educators, so they spent a lot of time thinking about how do we do this in the best way that doesn't overwhelm you, when, because you have so many other things that you have to think about, you know, at that same time.
Yeah, for sure. And SchoolLinks is one of those things that somewhat runs itself, which is really nice. Huge shout out to Meredith, by the way. She is our success partner and she has been phenomenal.
She'll love to hear that.
Yeah.
So I know you have, you know, we're still rolling this thing out, but has there been any initial reaction from students or other staff or parents or anyone yet?
Yes. So we are hearing great things from our students. We actually did a more formal survey about a month and a half into use of the platform, and feedback was overwhelmingly positive. I think where kids are really seeing the value from sixth grade through 12th grade is really in their ability to explore and think about more deeply how their strengths and their preferences really do align with real careers. And in some cases, careers that they didn't even know existed. And then for our older students who are really starting to think about what is that next step, being able to explore all in one platform, how their strengths, their preferences, their interests align to a career. And then SchoolLinks makes it very obvious how that career connects to education. If I'm interested in studying mechanical engineering, but maybe I don't know where to start in terms of what schools offer that as a major, SchoolLinks makes it very easy for me to explore what those opportunities are and then to filter even further what my preferences might be within that more broad major interest, which has been really exciting to see. It's really helping students to think more closely about that best fit piece that we're really focused on. So rather than just picking a school, you know, because it's close to home or because I got a big scholarship to go there, kids are really able to articulate why they are selecting a particular school or why they are selecting a particular major. And we're very confident that long term that will support higher persistence rates for our students, over 50% of whom are first generation college going students. So for them to be able to use this platform as that exploration tool has been really transformational for many of our kids.
What's the one piece of advice that you would give to a district that's rolling out SchoolLinks or considering SchoolLinks?
Ooh, good question. The one piece of advice that I would give, I would say really go in with an objective in mind. What are you hoping that your students really take away from using the platform? There is so much that you could do on SchoolLinks, but I think one of the things that helped us with implementation was being really clear internally on how we wanted students to benefit from the platform. So in those initial calls, again, with Meredith, she really encouraged us to dig into what are your goals for using the platform. And that has really helped us to focus in this first year on what is most important for us, that our students are in, how, in terms of how our students are using the platform. And I know there's a lot more that we're going to dig into in the subsequent years, but I think having that focus for the first year has really helped us to drive students kind of to where we want them to go in order to see maximum benefit.
I think that's a great piece of advice for everyone. Really, if you're using SchoolLinks or rolling out anything, right, of having that objective.
Yep. And I'm glad that have that goal. Know what your focus is. Kind of know backwards planning, right? It's like education 101. Know what you want students to be doing a year from now using the program.
Thank you. Well, thank you for sharing your story with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really excited to catch up with you in a year and find out what other things you've started using and what other initiatives we are supporting.
Cool. I will say too, I have just been really impressed with the fact that you are a newer company as well. And I have really appreciated how much the company takes feedback and suggestions. So anytime we have a thought or a, this could be helpful if, I really appreciate that the team has worked to put those suggestions in front of the team who could potentially make those things happen. It just really shows that SchoolLinks is also super committed to growth and client satisfaction. And that's refreshing. So we've appreciated that as well.
Oh, thank you. I'm sure my team will love to hear that. They really take pride in making sure that, you know, if there's a blocker for you to hit your objectives, you want to help.
It's obvious in the way the customer service works. So it's been great.
Thank you. And thank you again for sharing your story. Look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Wonderful. Thank you. Look forward to it.